Like the carpet of the old Heidi, Perth's music history is a rich tapestry of songs and stories and sweat. And each week, old mate and local music fixture, Ross Chisholm, opens up a chapter of the land that time forgot. And this week, it is pure power pop.
Well, yeah, yes.
It's definitely
power pop, but it had a lot more power than pop towards the end.
All right.
A band that first came together just as a recording, essentially as a recording venture, but then sort of took off. We're talking about Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, the band has never announced that it's split up and has never played a final show. However, I have it on good authority from a person who would know that they won't play again.
Oh,
so take that as you...
A definitive answer.
Well, the person who would know, so yes.
All right.
We'll be covering sort of a number of the musicians and bands I'm going to mention have been covered in another program when we did a retrospective on Superscope.
Yes, because that was back at the beginning.
Yes.
Or towards the beginning. No?
Yeah. It's all a blur.
It is, isn't it?
Okay. The band came together as a recording unit in June of 94. Joe Algieri was on guitar and vocal, and he was the Joe Algieri Experience, which is more of a solo thing,
mm-hmm.
Although he had a couple of guest musicians with that. Before that, he played in the Stonemasons and the Rockefellers, which is the Superscope connection. Shane Bender was on bass, but he was also playing in Bucket at that point in time. And Rick Pomponio on drums, who was playing in Honeycomb. They did their first recording, only gigged occasionally at the Grosvenor and the Loft. Joe would be very familiar with the Loft because he played the Loft a fair few times. And the band released their debut single, which was called Graham Parsons, which sort of gives you an idea of his mindset at the time.
Yeah.
And that came out in November of 1994. And we're going to listen to
it. Should we do it?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
Let's do it. All right, the debut single from
Jack and the Beanstalk
on RTRFM.
Sometimes I get upset when I try to work it out. I get real mad. Strike a chord where I can take it anymore. I turn to you. Starry eyes for an endless dream. Everything you had to give, then you die.
A little slice of Perth in November 1994.
Whee! Yeah.
Getting ahead of myself.
Yes, Jack and the Beanstalk and their debut 7-inch release, which was called Graham Parsons. That particular lineup, the first one with Joe, Shane and Rick, lasted through until January of 1995. Now, Joe was playing solo gigs, but because everyone else had other commitments, it really wasn't going to be an ongoing thing. Joe kept on playing the solo gigs, but then just, look, I've had a single out. I'm quite happy to get the band thing happening. So he got a new lineup together with Jerry McAvoy, who was then in Puff and Stuff, and Martin Moon, who we have mentioned.
He has come up many a time.
Yes, a.k.a. Hugh Velden. At that point, he actually wasn't playing with anyone, amazingly enough, although he was ex-Chevelles at that point in time.
Okay.
One of the little-known Chevelles people.
Mm.
And the band got together in February of 95 and did recordings for what would become their first album. Although, when it came to some of the recording side of it, Martin wasn't always available, so they actually had to get Jason Barfoot, another drummer who puts it around, so to speak, who did some of the recording, and they did their first album, which was called And Other Stories, which came out in 1996, and we're going to play a track which I thought would have been appropriate, but the weather has thrown me on this one.
It absolutely has.
This one I think Joe had actually originally done as on a solo release, because he did a number of solo releases, generally cassettes at that point in time before he got into the CD bit. But this is from Jack and the Beanstalk and Other Stories. This is 10,000 Sunny Days.
On the Land That Time Forgot. Ross joins us at 7:20.